Hello and welcome to the Thursday, October 25th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In Security Awareness Month diaries, we are back to the ISO 27000 series, this time 27035, the standard for information security incident management. So this standard deals with how to manage incidents. Also, vulnerability discovery and scanning is somewhat covered here. And then, like all of these standards, it does focus on continuous improvement of the process. So having a some form of metrics and feedback in how you're doing when it comes to dealing with incidents and trying to improve based on that. This standard is actually an replacement for an older standard, 18,044. There are also corresponding standards by NIST, 800-61 would be probably the closest one that overlaps with ISO 27035. So if you're dealing with incident management, that's a standard definitely for you to look at. And Windstream, a large voice and internet provider in the Midwest, had outages for most of the day. According to a Windstream tweet, they have been resolved as of this evening, but we kept getting notices from users telling us about this outage. Sadly, Windstream doesn't appear to have a real sort of network status page, so no real easy way there to see whether or not your particular area is affected. They did, however, tweet an 800 number to use in case you still suffer from problems. And with all the ongoing denial of service attacks, there is a new attention focusing on OpenDNS resolvers. This has been a problem for many years now, where OpenDNS resolvers are being abused to amplify denial of service attacks. However, I just want to point out that over the last few months, what we have seen a lot is not the abuse of OpenDNS resolver, but instead the use of any queries to correctly configured resolvers. In these cases, the AnyQuery actually looked up a query for which the particular resolver was authoritative for. So the resolver is perfectly fine configured in this case. The problem really is that there is no good way to block AnyQueries. You can do it with some fancier IP tables rules. You probably could do some generic rate limiting, but typically DNS servers do not allow you to just reject any queries, which don't really have much of an operational need. So this is certainly something to add in future DNS server configurations. And Barnes & Noble is having some issues with its point of sales devices. In 600 stores, they used a particular type of pin pad that apparently was compromised in some of these stores. Now, so far it looks like only 63 of the affected stores were actually compromised. The press release is fairly vague, so it doesn't really say whether or not it was a remote compromise or some kind of skimming setup. However, Barnes & Noble did announce that they're going to discontinue the use of this particular pin pad. And domain keys are in the news in not a good way now. Domain keys, or DKIM, DKIM, is frequently used for email authentication. In this case, the mail server will sign the headers, essentially guaranteeing that the email headers are authentic. Doesn't do anything to protect the content of the email, but it's frequently used to avoid spam, because if you're DNS server advertises that you're using a DKIM, then of course other mail servers are now able to disregard email that's not signed or that's signed incorrectly. Bad part here is that frequently weak keys are being used in order to sign these email headers. Even big users of DKIM, like Google, was one of the early implementers here. Yahoo is pretty big behind it. Use only 512-bit keys for DKIM, which, as this article here that I just read points out, can be broken on Amazon's cloud service for about $75 worth of computing power. The problem has been brought to the attention by actually faking an email from Google's CEO Larry Page. However, it looks like the problem goes way beyond Google, and other companies are affected as well. Now, if you're just seeing DKIM as an anti-spam technology, then probably the 512-bit keys are fine. But if you actually rely on them to authenticate that the email is genuine, then you probably should move to stronger keys. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.